Hello, everybody. My name is Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices right here on NPR Illinois. And today, I am talking to Dr. Ann Straley, Interim Associate Dean for the College of Public Affairs and Education, and Jason Pisha, the Director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program at UIS. Thank you so much for you both joining me today.
Thanks, Bea.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to be talking to you both today about our journalism and podcasting camp that we will be hosting this summer on the UIS campus. So we know you were here last year, and I don't want to spend too much time going down that road again. I listened to that interview, and I learned a lot about you both that I didn't know. So Jason, you've had an interesting career as well as you, and so always glad to be surrounded by experts in the field. I feel like I learned so much just from listening to those stories. But for those that didn't listen, can you give us a brief overview of what you do? And Jason, we'll go to you first.
Sure. I direct the Public Affairs Reporting Program here at UIS. That is a 10-month master's degree program that focuses on political and government reporting. So we bring students in here in August. They do some classroom work in the fall. And then in January, we assign them all to professional news bureaus inside the state capitol. They'll work alongside the professional reporters there to report on what the governor's doing, what the Illinois General Assembly is doing. And in the end, we hope we have created journalists who can go out and report on what their public officials are doing and how they're spending tax money and all the other activities that affect everyday people, and do that in a good way to keep their communities informed. I have a long experience in journalism. I went through the PAR program myself back in the late 90s. I interned with the State Journal Register during my PAR year, and I went on to work full-time for them for what ended up to be 21 years as a reporter and an editor and a web editor and a managing editor. So I did just about everything there, and then I came here in 2019.
Well, Jason, I feel very humbled. I'm an editor right now for the show, but clearly I need to be learning from you. Well, Ann, same thing. Go ahead and give us a brief overview of what you do here at UIS in your career.
Sure. So I'm now the Interim Associate Dean for the College of Public Affairs and Education. This is a relatively new role for me, and it's really exciting. Along with that, I'm an associate professor in the School of Communication and Media, and I've been here at UIS since 2011 full-time, which has been a while. And actually, B, you were one of my early students, I have to say that. So it's always nice to see students who are excelling and doing so well. Prior to that, I was at Indiana University, and I was the news director and actually producer and anchor at WTIU and WFIU, which is PBS and NPR. So I did both radio and television. And before that, I worked in commercial news at NBC affiliates. So I have a professional journalistic career of about 16 years, primarily on television and some in radio as well. And I would say that at heart, I am still a journalist.
Yeah.
Lots of political reporting, lots of health reporting in those areas. My undergrad is from Indiana University in the School of Journalism for my BA and my MA. And then I went to the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign for my PhD. It has been a wonderful journey moving from the professional world like Jason and into academia, being able to share the skills that I have with students and now into administration. So I just love it.
Well, I have to say, it's been so great to learn from you inside the classroom. I think you have so much great real world experience, and you break it down so nicely for us in the classroom and really give us the chance to really learn. So it's been a pleasure to be a student of yours and to work with you on other things like our Pod Camp and our upcoming camp, our NPR Illinois and UIS Journalism and Podcasting Camp. So excited for this summer. It's a week long camp, and we'll be covering all things news, all things learning how to do audio. So you all hosted this camp last year, but we are combining forces, as I like to say. We are the Avengers of journalism this summer. I love it. So I wanted to ask you both this. How do you all think us working together will make this camp even better?
Well, obviously, you have the skills in the podcasting and the audio realm that we really do need to bring to our students.
Yeah, and I also just want to focus on just sort of being platform agnostic, and that basically means just teaching students to produce journalism in however, whatever works, wherever people are. Back in the ancient times when I went through college, you kind of picked, I was going to be a print person or I was going to be a broadcast person, and you sort of went down that track, and that was your sentence for the rest of your professional life. These days, students need to learn how to produce journalism in all formats, whether that's online, in a long-form print article, on the radio, on TV, in a podcast. Journalism happens in all of those places, and we're best serving students if we teach them how to create journalism in all of those ways. And that's what this CAP was going to do.
Absolutely.
Well, Jason, I agree with you. I remember sitting in Ann's class, and one thing that she told us was we need to be able to shoot what we're doing, know how to edit it, know how to write our scripts, know how to do everything, because you no longer have a person that has, like you were talking about, that specific job. So we got to learn how to do it all. So this summer, we will be covering so many different topics, interviewing, news writing, editing. You're going to get to come to the station, NPR Illinois, and learn how to record your own audio and how to edit it. So can we talk about some of those things so students and parents know what to expect? Jason, I think I'm going to throw it back to you.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, our goal here is just to take students through the process of creating a news story. We'll give them some basic trainings in those first few days on some news writing and interviewing and some production. We're going to bring in sources from around the community that they'll be able to interview live and record. We're going to do some field trips to some various places. And our goal at the end of the week is for every student to have a audio news product that will air right here on NPR Illinois. I don't think you can get that in any other journalism experience, I don't think. So we really want to just take students through that process and encourage them through it and train them through it and hopefully just light a spark that'll take them maybe to work for their student newspaper or student publication at their high school or go on to college or maybe come to PAR down the road or do whatever they want. We just want to see these students interested and excited about journalism so they can see it as a viable career alternative, which in the end, when we have more journalism, we have better democracy. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, I love that. You both are working with students on a day-to-day basis on the college level, but I'm just curious about this. Do you all think students still think what we get to do is cool? Do your students, Jason, think you writing for the newspaper was cool? And do they think that you working in news and TV was cool? I don't know. I don't get to talk to many of the college students every day, and sometimes I feel like they don't look at what we do as cool anymore. So what are you guys hearing as you're out teaching or interacting with students?
I think the concept of what is news has just changed so drastically. And over the years, since both Jason and I were actually in school in journalism ourselves many moons ago. And so how students today think about what is news, what is considered news, what is important, what is not important, has changed. And so I still think that there are these eye-opening moments for students in college that when you start getting into it and when you start getting into the elements of news and what makes a good story and those kinds of things, light bulbs do still go off. And they start seeing, okay, I get it, I understand. But it's just not as much of a part of their everyday life before they have those types of classes.
Yeah, and I'd also say journalism has taken a reputation hit over the last several years. All the economic cutbacks that have happened in the industry, people that don't respect what we do or believe what we do, political people and political candidates who discredit everything we do and say that we're the enemy of the people.
Right.
All of those things tend to weigh on what students think of our industry. And there are number issues with getting students interested in journalism these days. So with this camp, we're hoping to dispel some of that. I think a lot of those bad reputations of journalism come along due to things that the national media does, the way they focus so much on red versus blue politics and just get people angry and rile people up. We're focused here on local journalism. I think a lot of what in a lot of communities that don't have strong local journalism presence, they miss out on that. And what do they replace it with? They watch their favorite 24-hour cable news show all day that talks about national news and national politics and gets them all riled up and makes them think certain ways about journalism and politics and the other side and all of that. But if we get back to local journalism where we're talking about coverage of school boards and how the snow gets plowed and what your local taxes are and what our local students are doing and how the local football team is doing, all of these stories resonate with people across the political spectrums. And these are things that we can come together on. And we need strong local journalists to tell those stories, to highlight them in their communities. So that's what we're hoping to do at this camp, to say that you're not necessarily need to be talking about politics all the time. We're talking about people. We're telling stories about our local community.
And I would go back to one of your previous questions, Bea, when you talked about how we see the relationship between this camp and NPR Illinois. That's where we see a lot of the connection, because NPR Illinois is still doing local journalism, local stories. And if we can really talk about the importance of that with this camp as well. It seems like a really good partnership.
I agree. I agree on both of those points. And I want to talk more about that. But first, if you're just now tuning in, you are listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois. And I am co-host and editor Bea Bonner. And today we are talking about the upcoming journalism and podcasting camp that we are doing with UIS journalism staff this summer. So I have Dr. Ann Straley and Jason Pisha in studio with me today. So again, thank you so much for being here and just offering just such wealth of knowledge on these topics that, like Jason was saying before we took our brief break, journalism is being villainized. It's being attacked by so many people right now, and it is so important that we just keep educating people. We got to do a talk on media literacy a couple of weeks ago with the girls group, and they kind of brushed us off like, yeah, girl, we know all about that. But once we sat down and did some exercises, it was very clear we're missing some big, important, and fundamental messages. Even in our messaging for the camp, we talk about deep fakes and misinformation and hidden agendas. To some people, that may sound like conspiracy, but y'all, it's very real. These are the things that are coming up these days. So, Jason, you were talking about this camp helping to address some of these issues. So can you speak more to that? How are we going to address these issues that we're facing as a society right now when it comes to media?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about media literacy during our camp. I think a lot of students, you ask them these days, where do they get their news from? They're going to say TikTok or Facebook.
Right.
Maybe not Facebook so much anymore, but other social media outlets. And that's great that they're being exposed to news, but what are the sources within those social media platforms where they're getting their news? Is that reliable? So you got to kind of go down that extra step. And I think a lot of students don't pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
They see a latest news item about what Donald Trump is doing, but they don't know, is it coming from a reputable source,
right,
like NPR or ABC News, or is it coming from some partisan cited media outlet
or something? Y'all, I showed the class a article from The Onion, mm-hmm, and this class thought it was real. I'm like, no. Did y'all read the headline and everything? So I think you're so right, Jason, on that.
I mean, thinking about language use.
Yeah.
I mean, even basic language use. I mean, yes, you need to look at sourcing. You need to look at all of those kinds of things. But does something feel off, mm-hmm, in the language? Is it hyper-polarized,
right,
in terms of how it's phrased in the headline, things like that? Those are all the things that you can pick up on when you're looking at fake news. And I think right now what we're seeing, especially in the political front, is AI and the usage of creating photos that look like new stock, mm-hmm, photos and things like that, especially in the election year. That is something we're going to have to be watching for very, very carefully.
Exactly, exactly. As we wrap up, something else that was heavy on my mind today was accessibility when it comes to camps like this. Barriers. I know that has been such a big issue that people want to go to school and they want to be involved and they want to do these things, but maybe they don't have the means to do it, or there's this barrier to information almost these days. So I know this year we were fortunate enough to get a grant, and I'll let you all talk more about that grant, to help with full and partial scholarships for students in need. But as communication professionals, how can we continue to work to make barriers less of an issue, especially when it comes to media and journalism?
Yeah, I think journalism in general, like a lot of industries, are still struggling to have their staff sort of reflect the communities that they serve. We see that topic come up when it comes to police and firefighter hiring, mm-hmm, and government jobs and everything else, and journalism is no different. I think to accurately tell the story of a community, we need people from all backgrounds of that community to be in on the storytelling as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of our commitment as well, to try to make this camp and all of our experiences as accessible as we can. So as you mentioned, our camp, it runs 4 days, the week of June 17th. The price is $149 for a week of camp. And if you put that up against all other camp experiences you're seeing around Springfield this time of year, I think that's pretty competitive. But on top of that, if you do have a financial need for some assistance to help you out with that $149, there's a place on the application where you can indicate that. And thanks to a generous grant from the Illinois Press Foundation, we do have some ability to provide some financial assistance to take some money off the price of that bill. So just tell us what your situation is, and we'll do our best to accommodate you.
Again, if you are a student out there and your parents are making you listen to this, because I know I've talked to some of the high schoolers and they say their parents make them listen to NPR. Well, if you are listening to this right now, I highly encourage you to go do some research on this camp. Go to our website, nprillinois.org, to get a little bit more information about it. Figure out if this is something you may want to learn about. I know what y'all are listening to. Y'all on the TikTok and listening to the podcast. Well, come learn how to do it yourself. So I am calling out to all the students right now. And parents, if you have a storyteller in your life, if you have a student that may want to do this type of work, please don't hesitate to sign them up and come learn from the great professionals we have here today, Ann and Jason, and other people that will be working with students. So before we go, any other information you want to give on the camp? Jason, Ann, give us the dates again. Give us where they can go to sign up again.
Yeah. And you'll be there too, Bea.
So the camp runs June 17th and 18th and the 20th and 21st. We're taking Juneteenth off, which is that Wednesday. So, but it's the week of June 17th, 9 to 4 p.m. And we're going to have some fun stuff going on. We're also going to have some breaks and everything like that. So it'll be a really good time. And you can just go to nprillinois.org and you can find the sign up on the right hand side of the page and all the information.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I am so excited for this summer. Another great summer at UIS with great people learning about great things. And yes, Jason was correct. I will be there too to teach y'all about audio. So we are so excited. Ann and Jason, thank you so much for joining us on Community Voices today. Is there anything else you'd like to add or a note you'd like to leave us on?
Just that journalism is important, and if your only experience thus far is just watching the 24-hour news stations and being exposed to news stories on social media, I'd invite you to take a look at sort of how it all gets made, how those news stories might end up on your social media feed. These are great skills to have, even if you're not sure if you want to be a journalist. Learning how to write, learning how to talk to people, learning how to interview people, learning how to understand public policy issues happening in the communities around you, those are skills that'll serve you in any career you'll want to shoot for in the end.
Yeah. Anything you want to add in?
I would just like to say that Jason directs the Public Affairs Reporting Program. And one of the things that we always say is that students who are going in, that we want them to be journalists, obviously. But to echo what he just said, there's a lot of people that come out of programs such as that, like PAR, that know how to do everything. And they're a success in any place that they choose to go into.
Have a guest to suggest? Email us at communityvoices@nprillinois.org.